sought this for some time, mainly because of the disruption that has been caused on a daily basis in Killoony Centre, whereby emergency services cannot safely access the town right now. And anybody that drives through the town on a daily basis or on an evening knows how monotonous it is to get through the town safely from one end to the other. We've had rough near accidents. We've had cars getting scratched, mirrors getting knocked off, people being nearly missed in terms of being knocked down. So it's a key piece of infrastructure change in Killoony.
Both the businesses and the general public are going to be consulted on this. It allows both sides really to, I suppose, contribute to ultimately what is for the betterment maybe of the town.
Yeah, look, Killoony has a population of about 1,800 people. It's a satellite town for the County of Sligo in our development plan existing. And that means that Killoony is likely to grow in terms of development, likewise Ballysadare. And we have to make key infrastructure changes in order to allow Killoony Centre to grow and make it safe for everybody, for people who cycle, for people who walk, for people who use the businesses in Killoony on a daily or a weekly or a monthly basis, people who travel through the town. And the reality is that the local link service had to be taken out of Killoony Centre because of how dangerous it was to get through the town from one end to the other. So when it affects public transport in accessing or travelling through a town centre, then there's something wrong. And for me, this should have taken place, this change, some time ago. But I'm delighted that we're seeing some movement on it. If it works, and there'll be feedback taken after the pilot, but if it is deemed to work, this will be made sustainable and we'll be making a permanent change to the traffic system in Killoony for the betterment of the town, for the betterment of the people who use the town on a daily basis.